Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Pei Hei. I will start the shiur with the sugya earlier in Pei Daled Omid Beis. The sugya is discussing the din of Bikurim and the Mishnah, which is in the beginning of Bikurim. Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says two halachos that Bikurim ein mevim Bikurim chutz mishivas haminim, which is learned from the Psukim at the end of the Omid, from Eretz, which tells us Shvach Eretz, like Tosis explains in Devar Maschil Shvach Eretz, Vayim Mevim Bikurim Elo Mishivas Aminim, and the Sefer of the Mishnah, that we do not bring Bikurim from Tmorim Sheba Horim, Veloim Mipeyus Sheba Amokim, because these Peyus are Peyus Horim, and on this is all discussion in the Machlekes in the Gemara, between Abirchan and Shlokish. If this din of the Sefer is Kiddush, or Ma'ulas, Ulas Kiddush, Imhevi Loi Kiddush, which is a Birchanan's Shitta, that even B'dieved, there's no Kedushas Bikurim, Chal, on these Bikurim, which is from Tmorim or Yorim. Now, this discussion in the Gemara is all referring to the Sefer of the Mishnah, which tells us that you don't have to bring Bikurim, which is not Muvcha, like we'll discuss soon. This is the Machlekes of Birchanan and Shlokish, and Birchanan has a Posuk of Me'aretzecho Veloi Kol Aretzecho, and he says even B'dieved, Imhevi Loi Kiddush. Now, the din of the Rish of the Mishnah, which tells us that ein mevim bikurim elo mishivas haminim, what would be the halacha over there, b'dieved, if someone brings bikurim from other minim, not from the shivas haminim? Do we say over there also there's a shaila that it should be kodesh b'dieved? Or over there everyone agrees that there's no din that the bring kedushas bikurim is not going to be chal on anything other than the shivas haminim? B'emes, we find with this nekuda a big machlukis yishonim. The Rambam in Bikurim Perik Beis Halacha Beis, he says clearly, Ein mevim bikurim elo mishivas haminim, and he says that if one did bring bikurim from it, it is lo niskachu, it is not chal any kedusha on the shivas, only on the shivas haminim, on any other minim, it's not going to be chal any kedusha as bikurim. But we find the mechudish tigashita in the Ran, in Chedusha Ran, in Chulin Kufchof Amid Beis, and the Bekveiga quotes him in Bikurim in the Mishnais, Perik Gimel Mishnetes, that the Ran says that even though, of course, there's a halacha over here, a gzeres hakosuv, that the bikurim, the chuyvas bikurim, is only from shivas haminim, but im rotzo, if a person wants, then he can bring bikurim from other minim also, even though he's not mechuyev to, he only has to bring from the shivas haminim, but he's allowed to go and bring, and it's going to be chala kedusha of bikurim, even on something which is not from the shivas haminim. And over here we find also, in the chidushim over here, which miyuchasim l'rashba, he also discusses this shaila, if b'dieved is going to be chalak dusha on other minim, besides the shivas haminim, if someone does want to bring bikurim, and he says that this could be even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds later on that the seifa of the Mishnah, b'dieved is loy kiddush, but this is only about the tomorrow Aroim, where you have gzeis hakosuv, of mi'artzecho, v'loy kol artzecho, but the din of mi'reishis, v'loy kol reishis, or from the gzeis shove, of eretz, says the Rashba, it could be even Rabbi Yechanan agrees, that it's going to be chalak kedusha or bikurim if someone wants to bring bikurim from a different meat. And this is like the day which we found in Iran, in chedusha Iran in Chulin, a very mechudish tegedeya, that even though there's no chiyuv from other meanim, but it's going to be chal bikurim from any other mean a person wants from Peretz Eilon. Rabbi Nomin Zalberger in his Sefer Nachlas Binyomin in Bikurim Simem Vov, he says that l'chiria, like this day we find also in Rabbi Nechananel, in Psochim Lamedvov Medalev, Rabbi Nechananel over there discusses a Gemara, which says that Morer cannot, is not, ein b'minoi bikurim, he does not bring bikurim from Morer, and says that b'nechanal the reason is, because Morer is a mean yerek, it's not a mean peri, it's not a fruit, it's only a vegetable, and therefore there's no bikurim from Yerokas. Now says that b'nechanal mitzalbege l'cheria is stamapele. Morer is not a tool from one of the shivas haminim, so b'nechanal should say the reason why there's no bikurim is because ein mevim bikurim, ele m'shivas haminim bilvad. From the fact that Rabbi Nechananel had to say the reason why there's no Moro is in B'minoi Bikurim is because it's a Yerek, is mashma that he holds also like the Ran, that B'dieved and Akoponim, if someone wants to go and bring Bikurim, it's Chal Bikurim, even on something which is not what the Shivas Haminim, and Mamela, this will not be enough to say that Moro in B'minoi Bikurim, because it can be Chal Kedushas Bikurim if someone wants to, only because it's a Yerek, therefore there's no Din, and even according to the Ran, it's only going to be Chal on the Paris and not on the Yerokis. And Mamela, this is the reason why the Gemara says in Psochim over there in Lamed Vav Amid Aleph that Morer ain't Bemine Bikurim. So it could be that Rabbi Nechananel also is in this day of all that the Ran and also that the Rashba says by us that the din of of Bikurim, which says in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the aim of Yim Bikurim al Meshavas Haminim is only in the Chuyva, but B'di'evet it's going to be Chal, even on any other mean he wants. But Al Kapanim, as we said, the Rambam is Mefurish, that B'di'evet also, there's no Kedusha going to be Chal, besides in the Meshavas Haminim. And we find in Imri Bino, in Hichas Trumas and Maisris, at the end of Simon Beis, he asks on Iran, from Mefurish Yishalmi in Bikurim, Perik Aleph Aloch Gimel, that Yishalmi says Mefurish like the Rambam, that the Bikurim is not going to be Chal and Kedusha, only on the Shivas Aminim, and the Mhevi, Loi Kiddish, if you brought from any other mean, it's Loi Kiddish, not like the Ran, Lechir, it's negative, and Fush Yerushalmi. So this is one Machlekes we find over here in Yerushalim, if there's going to be a Kedushas Bikurim, if someone wants, on something which is not from the Shivas Aminim. Now, very interesting, Rashi, we find in Rashi in Nechemia, in Perik Yud, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Rashi on Tanach, over there in Nechemia, the Pasuk over there says, Loshen, that there's a din lohovi es bikuri ad mosenu u bikuri kol eitz shono b'shono leveis Hashem. Rashi explains the kfelus, the repetition in the pasuk. The pasuk starts off saying lohovi es bikuri ad mosenu, says Rashi, this is referring to the Shivas Haminim, and that the pasuk finishes off u bikuri kol eitz from any tree shono b'shono leveis Hashem, says Rashi, this is bikurim shel kol pri ha'ilom. This is Bikurim from other trees, which is not from the Shivas Haminim. And Rashi ends, or Rashi says, Vehein midivri chachomim. And this is midirabonon, that we chayev to bring Bikurim from other trees. This is how Rashi says in Nechemiah, Pshat in the Pasuk, in Perikud, Pasuk Lamed Vav, a big chidush, that there's a din Bikurim from all the meaning midirabonon, even though minatir, like we said, there's no chayva at all. Kul Alman, there's no chayva to go and bring Bikurim besides the Shivas Haminim. But says Rashi, Al Kaponim Midir Abonon, there's a din to go and bring Bikurim from Kol Eitz Ha'ilon. Now, Be'emes, we don't find such a din anywhere. And the Malbim over there on Rashi asks, he says that Yishalmi is Mefurish, that it's not even Kodosh. Like we said, from the Imri Bino, from other Minim are not Tul Kodosh, Im Hevi Loi Kiddish. And you don't find anywhere there should be a chayva Midir Abonon from other Peiris Ha'ilon besides the Shivas Haminim. So too the Chasam Sefer in the Dorim, in his Chidushim, Chidushi Chasam Sefer in the Dorim, Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph, he asks very much on Rashi, and in his Marich, in his Tshuva, in Chasam Sefer, in Erechaim, Simekuf Tzadik Zayin, to the Yismach Moshe, he has a Tshuva about this Shaila on Rashi over there in Nechemiah, even though the Loshen of the Pasuk Rashi explains like this, but the Eben Ezra over there learns differently. The Eben Ezra says that the Reisha is referring Bikuri Ad Mosenu to the Oiman Shtei Alechem, which also have Aloha of Bikurim, and the Sefer of Bikuri Kaleitz means the Shivas Haminim, and the Mela is no Raya at all from the Pasuk, like Rashi says, that there's a Dimid Rabbonon. So it's a very Mechudish to Rashi, and the Chasam Sefer says, Limotzinu Dovazeh, Beshum Mokim Beshas, U Beshum Mokim Berambam, that there's a Dimid Rabbonon to go and bring Bikurim from other Minim, besides the Shivas Haminim. And B'shem Yemrisha Feinstein, they say that he says that that Rashi over there in Nechemiah is Bemes a tall Sefer, and no one holds this way. There's no din Midr Abonon to go and bring from Shivas Amin, besides the Shivas Aminim, even Midr Abonon. One could just point out that there is a Loshen in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Aleph. The Chinuch discusses the Dini Bikurim, and at the end he says that there are some periods which are only Chayev Midr Abonon. And the Achrinim over there in the Chinuch discuss this in different cases, that it could be a chiyuv midir abonon to go and bring Bikurim. Al Kaponim, if you say like Rashi in Nechemia, that there's a din midir abonon from all other periods of Elon besides the Shivas Haminim, this could be what the Chinuch is referring to, that there's a din midir abonon from other periods of Elon. An interesting kasha, Rebbe von Yeshua Soloveitchik in his Shia in Chumish, in Pashas Kisova, he asks on Rashi, from a Mefush Mishnah in Bikurim, Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah over there says that the yesh b'truma u'maisa mash'ein b'bikurim. There's a maila and a chumra in trumas and maisas which is not found by bikurim. And the maila is because trumas and maisas is noyheges b'chol ha'peris. Mash'ein kim bikurim is only on shivas haminim. Like the Rashi over there explains that bikurim is only shivas haminim, mash'ein kim trumas and maisas is all the peris. Now we know that shitas Rashi is, all over shas Rashi holds that the din of trumas and maisas that is noyeg b'chol ha'peris, it is only Midr Abonon, because Minatir, the din of Trumas HaMaisers, is only on Dogon Tirish V'Yitzar. Memela, the Mishnah over there, which says that there's a Chumr in Trumas HaMaisers, that it's Noyeg B'chol HaPeiris Bal Kochach, means that this Chumr is Midr Abonon. And Afa Piken, even so, the Mishnah says, Masha'in Kein B'Bikurim, is Mefurish in the Mishnah that Bikurim does not have a Chiyuv, even Midr Abonon, from other periods besides the Shivas Haminim. Which is not like the Rashi in Nechemiah, which says, that Chidush, that there's a dimmi de abonon al kaponim in other periods of Ilon. Al kaponim il chayyot mefurish in the Mishnah and Bikurim, not like this shitta. And the Kaponim Rashi l'shitosei, this is Rebbe from Shua Soloveitchik, it's taina that l'chiria, there's a mefurish Mishnah, that even with the Abonon, there's no Bikurim from other Shivas Haminim. And we find the same Kasha also, if Chaim Knievsky asks in Derech Emunah, in Bikurim, Peik Beis, Halocha Beis, in the Bi'alocha, the Dramaschil Ve'im, he's marich on this shit of Rashi in the Chemir. Now while we're discussing this these dinim of Shivas Haminim, there's just one more machlekes, very interesting Shaila, a machlekes between the Marshah and the Pnei Yeshua in Psochim, Daf Lamed Vavam at Beis, Benegea, the Chamishes Minei Dogon. The Mashal over there writes in Toisvus on Psochim, Lamed Vavam at Beis, that just like we find that the Chiton is Oyo Chayev Bebikurin, a part of Shivas Aminim, and we know that the other Chamishes Minei Dogon have also a locha of a mean Chitin and a mean Soyrim, the Gemara says, Legea Chala, and Begea Trumas and Maestres, that Kusmin has a locha of a mean of Chitin, Shiboyles Shual and Shifoin has a loch of Min Soirin. Memela says in Marshaw, this is also Mechayev, all the Chameshas Mini Dogon in Bikurim. Now the Pnei Shua over there in Psochim says it's a very big Chidush. A Bekvega quotes this Marshaw in the Rambam in Bikurim, Peg Beis, Alocha Beis. And the Pnei Shua says that Behemoth is Alocha, the Chiria, not like this. Because Enechanami, we find Benegea, the Alocha of Chala and Bikurim, which is totally on the mean. These halachas have a halacha all by chamishas mini dogon because they have a halacha of a mean chitin and a mean soyrim. It is part of the family of chitin and the family of soyrim. But benegea the shivas haminim, we find the Torah specifies clearly that the shivas haminim are the chito and the soyrim, and therefore only these are going to be chayv bebikurim and not all the chamishas mini dogon. So this is an interesting machlik we have between the Marshah and the Pnei Shua in Psochin and Medvavim and Medbeis. And over there, the Rishash also brings Rayas from the Psukim in the end of Pashas Vo'iro, Vachito Vakusemes Loinuku, that Kusemes is separate from the Chito, sounds like that it is not included in the word Chito when the Torah discusses Mefurish. The Pasuk of Chito, so to the Shivas Haminim, is only the Chito and the Soiro, and not the other Chameshas Mine Dogon, not like the Marshah. Another Taina says the Pnei Yeshua, even if one is going to say that is the Kusmin are a chilek of the mean of the family of Chitim, but Al Koponim, they're not as good as the Chitim. And Memele Al Gomor says that we're not allowed to bring from the Tmorim Horoim, the bad Tmorim which grow on the Horoim, like Rashi explains, these Tmorim are not Kiddush according to Ula and according to Rabbi Yochanan. Memele, even though the Kusmin one would say, has Bemes Halacha of the mean Chitim, but since it is bad compared to the Chitim itself, Memele one should not bring at all from the Kusmin, even if it is part of the Chameshes Mini Dogon of the Shivas Haminim, like the Mashal says. So this is the Taino of Pnei Yeshua, an interesting Machlekes, if there's any Din Bikurim on all the Chameshes Mini Dogon, or only on Chita on the Soir. Now moving over into the Ikka Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan says there's a Pasuk, Me'reishis v'leikol reishis, and Me'artzecho v'leikol artzecho, which tells us that b'di'evet, there's no Kedushas Bikurim going to be Chal on something which is Tmorim Shebahorim, which are not the good Tmorim, there's not going to be any Kedushas Bikurim. And the Gemara says, "Veishlokish hay artzecho my ovidlei, mi boi lelichde tanya, Reb Gamliel bar Rebbe Oimer, nema kan eretz, venema lalon eretz, mal alon shvach eretz, afkan shvach eretz." Now, as Machlikus is showing him over here, how to explain the drosh of Veishlokish, that we need to have shvach eretz, Rashi in the top is Masbe, that the drosha is, according to Shlokish, that we bring also from Tmorim Aroim, we should bring from the best ones of the Tmorim Aroim, if they're Meshubach, from these, it should be Shvach Eretz, these should be the brought from, even though you do bring from the Tmorim Aroim, you should bring from the best ones, which he has. Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says this is learned already from Mivcha Nidreichem, we don't need a new Pasuk of Shvach Eretz, but the Pasuk of Shvach Eretz says Tosfos, this is like Rashi says in Ksav Yad, is telling us the din that only comes to Shivas Haminim, because the Pasuk on Mereishis Vlekoreishis is not clear which Peres it is referring to. We need to have a drosha of Shvach Eretz telling us that this is the din dafke on Shivas Haminim. And this is Mavos and the Rambam learns like this, Tosfos and the Grashin Ksaviad. The Rambam says in Bikurim, Peik Beis Halocha Beis, that Eim Mavim Bikurim Elim Shivas Haminim, Sheim Shvach Eretz. This is how the Rambam learns, this is the Gzeshov over here, to tell us that only comes from Shivas Haminim. The Kainuri over here brings down from his brother, the Mishkanes Yankiv, that he writes in his Tshuva in Yerideh Simas HaMach Zayin, a new Pshat, he suggests, maybe a new Pshat in the Gzeh Shovah of Shvach Eretz, of Shlokish, And he says maybe this is referring to the din of Rabbi Yisrael Glili mentioned at the beginning of Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel, that Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that there's no Bikurim brought from Eva Hayardin. Bikurim is only brought from Eretz Yisrael itself and not from Eva Hayardin. This is Rabbi Yisrael Glili's shita. And even the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yisrael Glili over there, and they hold that there is Bikurim from Eva Hayardin, is Mavur in the Rambam in Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, that this is only with the Rabbanon, that the Kasim Mishneh over there explains. Me'ika Adin, there's no Bikurim from Eva Hayardin. Says the Mishkanes Yankel, maybe this is a drosh of Shvach Eretz, that we need to have Dafka Bikurim from the Eretz Yisrael, which has the Shvach of Eretz, Zovas, Cholov, Dvosh. And this Shvach is only said on Eretz Yisrael itself, and not on Chalokim of Eva Hayardin. And therefore, there's no Din Bikurim from Eva Hayardin, because it is missing in the Din of the Shvach Eretz, which maybe this is the Din telling us that Bisa Glili also is even part of Midrabonon, and even according to Rabonon, it's only Midrabonon Chayev, but Minateria, there's no din because of this halacha of Shvach Eretz. And the Kainuria says that Lechiria this is a pirish which is Miskabil Ma'oid, even though Lechiria we said in the Rambam and other Yishonim of Yir, they learn different pshat in Shvach Eretz. Reb Aaron in Zroim in Simin Yutes, which you quoted earlier in Daf Pei Daled, Reb Aaron explains that this Shaila, where the Bikurim comes from Eva Hayarden or not, is not so simple, even though we said that the Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds there's no din Bikurim from Eva Hayarden, and even the Rabbonon is only Chayev mid Rabbonon, like his Mavur in the Rambam. But the Goyen in Bikurim in the beginning of Kalim, Perek Aleph Mishneh Vav, is Mavur that he holds that the din Bikurim is Mechuivas Bikurim, is only because of Mitzvah Tatluyes Boretz. And we explained earlier that any time the din is Tolui on the Mitzvah Tatluyes Boretz, then it depends on the Kedushas Oretz. And if it depends on the Kedushas Oretz, then even Eva Hayarden also is included in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Goyen holds that the Bikurim is Behemoth brought from Eva Hayarden according to the Rabbonim in Atiria. And Memela, this Balkoch is not a Drosh of Shvach Eretz, even though it could be according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, but according to the Rabbonim, Behemoth, there's no din of Eva Hayarden being Potter, since Eva Hayarden Behemoth is a Chilek of Kedushas Oretz. And explains the Baron that the reason why there's Machlokes and the Rambam holds that even according to the Rabbanon there's a din that we need to have Eretz Yisrael Mamish is because the Rambam holds that the Bikurim, besides the Halacha of Mitzvah Tatluyes Boretz, has the Halacha that has to come from Guf of Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz HaNivcheres, like we explained above in Daf Pei Daled, from the din of Oymer Neshtei Alechem, so to Bikurim, like the Rambam's Gurus in Kalim Perek Aleph Mishneh Vav, that Bikurim also, besides the din of Mitzvah Tatluyes Boretz, that has to have the Kedusha, also it has to have Eretz HaNivcheres. And this is only the Eretz Mamish and not the Eva Hayarden. This is also quoted in Shuria Agreed over here from Reb Chaim. Also says that the Rambam holds there's two dinim in Bikurim. Besides the mitzvahs at Luis Boretz, there's a halacha we need to have Eretz HaNivcheres, and therefore Eva Hayarden is Nismait. And according to the Mishkanes Yankev, this is Behemoth the Pshat in our Gemara of Shvach Eretz that we need to have Eretz Yisrael Mamish, which is a separate halacha by Bikurim, telling us, besides the Kedushas Oretz, we need to have the Shvach of Eretz, which is Eretz Oretz Chol V'Dvash, only in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Eva Hayarden. Now there's one more Yesodus in the Kudah over here in the Gemara, before we move on to the Din, Sugi and Pehei. The Shitta of Rish Lakish, which Rish Lakish holds that B'dieved, it's Chal the Kedusha of Bikurim, even on the Tmorim or Roim, and Rish Lakish says that the reason is because Nasek Kochush Shebekotchim. It is like Kochush Shebekotchim, which someone is Makdish, a Behemoth Kchusha, even though it's not Muvcha Nidreichem, it is not a Muvcha, Afa Pikein, it's still a Kedusha going to be Chal, so too by Bikurim it's going to be Chal the Kedusha. Now, this Shitta of Rish Lakish by Bikurim, that the Din is going to be Chal by the Eved, the Kedushas Bikurim, says the Karenari on the Sfasemes, even though Rish Lakish also agrees that one is not allowed to lechatchila go and bring Bikurim from a Dovor Ra, from the bad Tmorim. But Afal Pikein, in a case where he only has Tmorim or Yorim, says the Kainuri, Lechari, according to Rish Lakish, who holds that the Kedusha is going to be Chal on the Bikurim, then it is better to go and bring from these Tmorim and not to be Mevatl, the whole Mitzvah of Bikurim. Even though if he has a choice, of course he's not allowed to go and bring from the Tmorim or Yorim. But in a case where he only has his Tmorim, then he should go and bring from the Tmorim Aroim. So too the Sfasemes says also this din, that according to Rish Lakish, even though there's din of Muvcha, but in a case where he only has the bad Tmorim, he shouldn't be Mevatel the Mitzvah Bikurim, and he should bring from these bad Tmorim. Now this is Behemoth very understandable, the way Rish Lakish says, that's Nasek Kochu Shebekotchim, And just like over there, in the case where a person has a chivas oila, he's not allowed to go and choose a bad behemoth. But in the case where he doesn't have any other behemoth at all, then he should bring al koponim something to be yotze his neder. He should bring a sek kochush. So to over here, says the Kainan and Sfasemes, that if we come to Ishlokish, that is Kedushas Bikurim going to be Chal, he al koponim should bring them tomorrow Meroim if he doesn't have any other ones. Now it's worth pointing out a very sudistic in a kuda over here, Bichlal in the sugya of Muvcha, which Tosfos over here discusses, and we'll see later on in Daf Pehe and Aleph more, Benegea this noisa of Muvcha by Bikurim and other korbanos. And it's a very sudistic Nakuda going through these few dafim over here in the din of Muvcha, which is Beikah pointed out by the Biskaryov in Chidusha Agris printed in Inyonim in the end of Masechet Soita Siman Samach, and it's printed in the Rambam Frankel in Sefer Alikutim in Hilchos Yesurim Mizbeach Perek Beis Halochaches. The Biskaryov points out that in the din Muvcha by Korbonos, L'chiria, there's two separate halochas. We find in the Rambam in Hilchos Yesurim Mizbeach Perek Beis Halochaches, the Rambam says a very interesting din, that even though there's some mumin which pasalot behemah, that if the behemah has a certain mum, he becomes a bal mum and he's pasalim is beach, either mum oiva or mum kavua, says the Rambam, there's four other choiloim, four other illnesses which the behemah has, that if the behemah has any one of them, ein makriven oisa, not because he's a bal mum, but lefish eino mina muvcha, v'akosiv oimer, and the pasuk says, mivcha nedorecha, we have to only bring the best ones from the korbanos. And the Rambam explains the four illnesses which a behemah has. One of them is the yabelet, if he has a yabelet in the eye, if it doesn't have any seor, even though it doesn't have, it become a balmum, but lemaitza, it is not a muvcha, it is not a nice korban, and it's missing in the din of mivcha nedorecha, which the pasuk says in Pashas Re'ei that the korbanos have to be mivcha nedorecha. And says the Rambam, im hoyu echod mi'elu bekotchim, loy kreivim unati mi makriv the korban because it's not mivcha nedorecha, v'loy niftin, become he paid it, since it doesn't have a mum, but elayir, actually, starvu, v'yimochru, afterwards, you're going to be paid the behima, in order to go and be paid the kedusha. Says Rambam Yirah Li, it seems to me that if b'di'eved you makiv this korban on the mizbeach, it holds to b'di'eved, it's kosher b'di'eved, even though l'chatchila one should not be makiv the korban, because it is missing in mivcha nedorecha. This is what Rambam says in Yisurim Mizbeach Perik Beis. Now later on in the Rambam, in Yisur Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, says Rambam a different halacha, Loi kol dovo she'inoi posul mevi'in oitzei lechatchila. Not everything which is not posul, one is allowed to lechatchila bring for a korban. Says Rambam Keitzad, if someone is chayev o'ilo, he should not go mi'makdish a se kochush, or a se ko'u, and he can say that since it doesn't have a balmum, it doesn't have any mum, therefore it should be kosher for a korban. Says Rambam, on this person it is said in the posuk, the oru noichel v'yesh be'edur izochor, that he's makdish and he's mafish the bad korbanos of his eder in order to be yotze his korban. El kol sheyovi lekorbanos, says Rambam, yeh min amuvcha, should always be from the best korban. This way you should be makriv. Says the Biskaryov, the chiyuv, we have to understand why over here when the Rambam is discussing the din of mivcha nedorecha, and the Rambam says a person should always be makpid to go and be mafish the best korban he has, that he should always be min amuvcha, the Rambam brings a different pasuk. He doesn't bring the pasuk in the Torah of Pashas Re'ei, which he quoted earlier in Perek Beis of Mivcha Nederecho. He quotes a different pasuk of Oru Noichel V'yish Pe'edur Izocho, which is a pasuk on Yinach. The Chiri should bring down the Ikedin of the pasuk of Mivcha Nederecho. Explains the Biskaryov that Be'emes you see in the Rambam over here, that there's two halochas of Mivcha Nederecho. There's one halocha, which is Be'emes a psul, which is Chal in Ike Korben. Even though Be'emes the korban is not balmum, but since the balmum, the korban, has a certain illness which causes him to be called a something which is not mivcha nedorecho, then any one of these four chaloyim is enough to be chal on him the psul korban that is not korban which is a mivcha. The Rambam says that even though this korban has a psul that is not a mivcha, is not a nice korban, but al koponi b'di'eved, says the Rambam, is yirali that it's miratza b'di'eved, because the psul is only a psul chatchila. But even though the psul is inherently chal integrally in etzem korban, that the korban is posul, but al kaponim, it is only a din lechatchila, not a din b'di'eved. So this is the first halacha, that we sometimes have behemoths which are not balmum, and it's not posul, but afal pikein has a different psul. The psul is that it's not a nice korban, and it's missing in the din of mivcha and the darecho, that this din tells us that lechatchila we're not to go mimakir with him, But b'di'evit says Rambam, Yireli, that it's b'di'evit kosher. Besides this halacha, there's a new halacha, which the Rambam mentions later on the Perek Zayin. And this halacha tells us that the behemah, we're not talking about a behemah which has something missing, he has an illness. He's just a sek kochush. He's a sek kohu. He's not a nice korban. And therefore the Rambam says the din is that if someone has a choice and he can choose between a nice korban and a korban which is a muvcha or a korban which is a sek kochush, on this says the Rambam, the reason why one has to go and bring the seh, which is a muvcha, is because it says in the Pasuk, Vorer Neucher, V'yesh Pe'edrei Zohar, then he has to go and choose the nicest korban and not to go and bring the seh, Piseach, Ha'ivei, Oichorim, Risorirah, which even if it won't be a balmum, but it's not a mivcha nedarecho, and Mamela, even though this case says a Rambam, there's no psul being chal in the korban, the seh is a seh kochush, and there's nothing wrong with him, he's not ill, he has got any one of the four illnesses, Afal Pikein is still a problem of Mivchan Adarecho, which is goes into the Pasuk of Aryeh Neuchil, that he shouldn't go and choose between the two Korbanos, he should always make sure to choose the nicest and the best Korban to be Makriv on the Mizbeach. And this din, Be'emes, is only a din on the Gavir. And then Afkimina says a Biskir of his, that in the case where the person doesn't have any other choice, the only Korbanos he has is only the Seh Kochush and the Seh Kohu, which is not nice. Since there's no inherent problem and a psul in the korban itself, it's only a din on the person, that he shouldn't choose a bad korban. In this case, he doesn't have any other choice. And of course, he should lechatchila go ahead and bring this korban to Mizbeach, because he's not bichlal the pasuk of Aryeh Neuchil. And also, it is not nichlal in a psul of Mivchan Adarecho, which is only referring to one which has the four chaloim, which the Rambam mentions earlier in Perek Beis. So it comes out, Emes, we have two kinds of psulim in Mivchan Adarecho. We have one psul, which is a psul in the korban, which even though it's a psul in the chatchila, but even in the case where he only has this korban, which has a yabeles in the eye, and this case where the Rambam says this is a problem of Mivchan Adarecho, this is a din, even in the case where he only has one korban, it's a psul in the korban in the chefze, he shouldn't bring this korban on the mizbeach. And then there's another halacha on the gavre, that he should choose the best korban he has in his flock, and he shouldn't go and bring the one which is a kochush. But since there's no problem in the etzem chefze, Mamele, if he only has a seh kochush, he should go ahead and bring the seh kochush. Now the Biskirov asks on himself, that l'chuyah from Amos Sugyas and Menoches, in the ninth perik, we find that Toisves earlier in Pegimon on the base, quoted a din on its sefte in the end of the Vamaschel Kol Korbonois, and it's Toisves by us also in the Vamaschel Shvach Eretz, which is a makuri from its sefte, which tells us that the din on Mivchan Adarecho tells us the din, even l'chatchila, one should choose the nicest korban one has. Says the Biskirov, the way he explained the Rambam, the din of Mivchan Adarecho is only referring to the psul, which is chal in the korban. But the din that you have to choose the nicest one, this is not the din of Mivchan Adarecho, and this is a different pasuk of Aryeh Neuchil, which is a din in the gavre that you should choose the best korban. But says the Biskirov, it seems from the Tesefta that the din of Mivchan Adarecho includes also the din l'chatchila that one has to choose the nicest korban. The reason why the Rambam chose the Pasuk of Aryeh Neuchil is because from here we learn that there's an Issa on the person that he's not allowed to go ahead and he's an Aryeh if he goes and brings the Seh Kochush over the Nice Korban. So Al Koponim, this is the din in which we find by us in the Sugya, in the Menoches, in the Tesefta, they ask to choose the nicest one. This is a din on the Gavre, but there's no inherent Psul which is being Chal in the Psul in the Korban, which is learned out from a different Pasuk of Mivchan Adarecho, which this tells us that the psul, the korban is possible, and even if you only have that korban, he's not allowed to go mi'makriv on the mizbeach, and only b'deved is going to be kosher. Mamela, getting back to our sugya by Bikurim, which the Shlokish says is nasek kochush shebekodshim, it is very well understood what the Karenari and the Sfasem say, that this din of Bikurim, in a case where he doesn't have any other tmorim, the only ones he has are only the tmorim shebehorim, which are the bad tmorim, then he should still go and bring this tomorrow, because since Rish Lakish holds that this has a halacha of kochush shebekodshim, which the halacha by the kochush is that the Biskirov explains, there's no inherent psul which has been chal in the korban. It is only a din on the gavra that he should always choose the nicest one. But in a case where that's all he has, then he should bring the kochush al kaponim to be yotzei his neder. So too by Bikurim, since Rish Lakish compares the bad tomorrow to the kochush shebekodshim, he should go ahead and bring the bad tomorrow in the case where he doesn't have any other ones, and the only din is only to choose the nicest ones if he has a choice between the Tomorim Yorim and the Tomorim Yofim. So this is the Yisoid of the Biskirov, which is going through the Sugyas of Yov, Mivchan Adarecho, mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that there's sometimes a mivchar can go and cause a psul in etzen korban, and the nafkamina is that even if he only has this korban, he's not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach lechatchila. Masha'inkin is other times where it's only din or mivchar only tells you on the gavra that he has to choose the nicest one, but there's no inherent psul chal in the korban, and nafkamina is that when he only has that one, he should al kaponim go and bring the tmorim roim by bikurim and the se kochush by korbonis. Now moving further on in the end of the Omid, the Gemara brings down a stira between two braises. It says in one braise, shebegag v'shebechuve, shebeotzitz v'shebesfino, mevi v'kerei. And in another braise it says, mevi v'einu kerei. And the Gemara says, abishleim akonim to ishlokish, we can be mazbe, that sometimes the tmorim roim, amameila is mevi v'einu kerei, but sometimes the gag means gag shebechuve, which is like the floor, Mamela is maybe the courier, so to the otzitz and the sfinna, like we'll see soon. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that in the case where it's roim, then it's einu maybe klal, so how can it be maybe the einu courier? And answers the Gemara, but emes is a deya, we find in the Be'eisa Tanoihi, and there's a deya who holds that otzitz shabbat sfinna is einu maybe klal, because the be'emes is tomorrow more roim. Now over here, be'emes in these cases, these four cases, gag, chuve, otzitz, and sfinna, there's different reasons over here what the problem of these bikurim are. The Gemara is mavur in the maskana that otzitz and sfinna, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is einoi mevi kol ikar, because they're tmorim or roim, like Rashi explains. Memela, besides the fact that the otzitz, in a case where it doesn't have a yenika, like we'll see soon, because it doesn't have nekovim, then the aloha is that einoi kore, according to Rish Lakish, because it's missing in the din of Arzicha, it has a chisorin that's not mechuba la'aretz. Besides the fact that it's a problem of a mechuba, there's also the fact, the problem that it's tmorim roim, it's like it's growing on the horim, that there's the din according to Rabbi Yochanan, ain't it maybe kol ikar. Memela be'emes, there's two reasons over here going on. What the problem of these bikurim are, is it because it's not mechuba, which according to Rish Lakish is enough to make a einu kore, or there's another problem also being a tmorim or roim, and the mail according to Rabbi Yochanan is einu mevi klal. The Rosh in his tshuva in klal beis or his dalet, he says that by the otzitz and the sfinah, this is clear that there's also a problem of being mechuba besides the problem of tmorim or roim. But he says that gag, which the Gemara says by einu kore, is referring to gag abayis. Over here, we have to know if the problem is over here, gaga bayis, that's tmorim or roim, or there's also a problem of mechuba, and the Rosh says that the chariya, the gaga bayis, is mechuba lekarka, even though it's on top of the house, but since the bayis is mechuba, mamela, the gaga bayis is also called mechuba, and mamela, the only problem of gaga bayis is only because it's tmorim or roim, different than otzitz and the sfina, which also has a problem of yenika, and it's not mechuba la'aretz. So this is al-Kaponim, the cases over here, the four cases in the Gemara, which the Maskona, according to Rish Lakish, is Einoi Kore, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Einoi Mevi Kol Ike. Now from this Gemara is what we said earlier from the Karen earlier, even though Rish Lakish is the one who holds that it's Kodosh B'dieved, but Lechatchila, it's Mefurish in the Mishnah and Bikurim earlier on the top of the Amid, that Tmoim or Roim he doesn't bring at all. Mashinkin over here we see that he's maybe, he's just Einoi Kore. So here we have a stira in Rish Lakish itself. Why does the Gemara say Bishleim and Rish Lakish? There's no kasha. L'chariah, the Gemara is mavur earlier that according to Rish Lakish, since the tomorrow or Yom, we do not bring them at all. And from here, the Karenu is Mechiach, that there's a difference in a case where he only has tomorrow or Yom, which is referring to an our Gemara, and therefore he's a maybe, he al kaponim brings it, in order he shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvahs bikurim. Mashenkin earlier is discussing a case where he has different tomorrow, he has tomorrow Maroim, and he has good tomorrow, there he has a aloche that he's not allowed to bring from the tomorrow Maroim. So this is al kaponim, the machlekes over here between the Rishon and Rish Lakish. And the Gemara explains that according to Rish Lakish, there's no kasha, because each case we can be answer why is maybe the kure, maybe the ain't the kure. Now on the Gemara, it discusses the stira between Rish Lakish and the din of Sfina, that in one place we find by the boat is Sfina is Kure, and in one place we say maybe the ain't the kure, answers the Gemara, can be Sfina shall eat, can be Sfina shall cheres. And Tosfos over here is Marich to argue on Rashi, and Biktoro, the Mishnah of the Melech, in Perik Beis in Bikurim, he says it comes out from the Sugya that there's four different shittas in the Dine Sfina in order to be chayiv in Bikurim. Shittas Rashi is that Sfina Shal Cheres does not need to have any Nekovim at all. He automatically is called Yenikim in Akarka, and Mamela is chayiv in Bikurim. Mashinkin Sfino shall eight needs to have in a kovim. Shita of Rabbeinu Tam lechatchila, like Tosfos says at the end, before Rabbeinu Tam was choize, is exact opposite of Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam shita is that Sfino shall cheret needs to have in a kovim. Mashinkin Sfino shall eight, it's mechalchel, and Mamela it's unique, it goes through, and it does not need to have any in the kovim. And this is the Rashbush shita lemaise in Gittin Zainam at base. But Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam later on was choize, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that the difference between cheres and eitz is that the sfino shel cheres needs to have nekovim, mashenki in the sfino shel eitz, nekovim doesn't even help. This is how Rabbeinu Tam lemaskona goes. And the fourth day, says the Mishnah Melech, is the day of the Ravid. We find in Tumas Eichle in Perik Beis that the Ravid explains by MS there's no difference at all between the sfino shel cheres and the sfino shel eitz. And the Gemara means to say that there's a difference if the sfino has holes in or doesn't have holes in. But just normally, the derech of a sfino shel eitz is to have holes in. Mamela, this is the way the Gemara refers to a sfino nukuva by saying he's a sfino shel eitz. But the emes is no real difference between a sfino shel cheres or a sfino shel eitz. So these are the four days we have over here in the day of the sfino. And we'll just point out one or a yesoidus diga or over here in the shita of Rashi, which Rashi shita is that the din of the sfino shel cheres does not need to have any holes in. He's automatically got a din of karka, and he has got a din of mechubel oretz, and he's maybe even kuri. And Tosfos over here is very marich, and asks many kashas on Rashi, beikah from the Gemara in Gittin, Zayinu at Beis, and Shita of Rava, that we find over there, that even cheres needs to have nekovim. Memela, from here, Rabbeinu Tam takes out, not like Rashi, and says, that a sfino shel cheres needs to have nekovim. Now, to answer Shita's Rashi, it's very famous, he saw it from Afike Yam, in Chilek Beisim and Mem Zayin. He's very marich over here in the sugya to understand bichlal the idea of making the kovim holes in the otzit and holes in the sfino in order to be mechayev the sfino in bikurim to be called yenika and mechubel oretz. Says Afikayam, one has to understand, and we can clear a shaila, what is the pshat in these nekovim which is causing that the bikurim growing inside or chayev bebikurim, anything growing is chayev bebikurim? Is the pshat that through the nekev we say that now there's a yenika, it's called mechubel oretz because it's yoinik min oretz, and this is enough, the nekovim just calls a yenika min oretz? Or says Afikayam, it's not enough to say that the nekev is causing a yenika, that it's getting its nutrition from the oretz, but the reason why nekovim are working is because through the nekev we actually have a bittle of the Torah's kli, the otzitz, since it gets a kli, a nekev, it's a mevatel Torah's kli, like we find in Rova, in Shabbos, Tzadikei Amid Beis, there's a list of different nekovim, which Tosfos over here quotes Barichas, and different sizes of the nekovim of the holes cause a bittle to the Torah's kli, and memela, since we don't recognize anyway, anymore, that the peiros over here are growing inside the kli, since it doesn't have a Torah's kli, memela the chayim in bikurim, because we say that the bikurim is be'emes, the fruit of the year, is growing on the floor. Memela the nekovim is not just for the yenika, it's not just for the way to say that he's mechubel oretz, because he's yoinik min oretz, but he's actually been mevatel the Torah's kli, and this is the reason why it's called mechubel oretz. Says the Afikayam, l'chayim from Rova, which we said in Shabbos, Tzadikeyam at the base is mevua, that it is not enough to have a yenika min oretz, we actually have to be mevatel the Torah's kli in order that it should be called mechubel oretz. Memela says the Torah, it says the Afikayam, this could be the reason why Rova in Gittin, Zayin Amid Beis is mevua, that even by cheres we also have to have nekovim, which Tosfos is mechiach, not like Shitas Rashi by us. Says the Afikayam, the reason is, even though cheres one can say is, it has a yenika, the yenika is done through a cheres even without any nekovim. But since Yenika alone is not enough, according to Rava, we actually have to have a bittle of the Torah's kli. Memela, even a cheres has to be have a hole in it in order to be mevatel the Torah's kli. Memela, this is the reason why the Gemara in Gittin is mavua. We have to have Yenika, we have to have a bittle of the Torah's kli, and we have to have nekovim even in the cheres. Memela says Afikayam, according to this, we can say very well that Rashi over here is discussing Shitas Rish Lakish and Tosfos in Shabbos. Pe'alef from the base tells us that Rish Lakish by misogus or Rova's dinim in the shear of the holes to be mevatel the Torah's kli in the Gemara and Shabbat Tzadikei on the base. Memela, according to Rish Lakish, one can say that Yenike alone is enough to call him Chubel Oretz in order to be mekayim the din of bikurim, maybe bikurim, to be called Asher Nasatoli, and Ho Adoma Asher Nasatoli, Ami Arzicho, Memela, just like Rav Shlokish, who argues on the din of Rav, and according to Shlokish, everything depends on the Yanika, Memela Rashi holds, according to Shlokish, by Klicheres and by Tzvino Shalcheres, we do not need to have any holes, because the whole idea and the purpose of the Nekovim is only to be Mevatel Toyas Kli. This is Shittas of Rava, but according to Shlokish, everything depends on the Yanika and Mamela, as long as it's Yoinik, and by Cheres, there's a Yanika even without any holes, Mamela Rashi Shitta is that the Cheres does not need to have any Nekovim. This is a Yishuv to go and explain Shittas Rashi by us as Rishlokish, and the Gemara Gittin, Shittas Rava, a Yesuidus Digger, Avona Digger, Noiser, understanding what is the Shaila of here to have the holes. Is it just for the Yanika, or is it to be Mevatel the Toyas Kli? And says that Fikayam Lechir, there's a machlokes between Rava and Ishlokish in this point Gufa. Now moving further on in the Mishnah, Pehe Omed Aleph, the Mishnah discusses different soiles, which is possible in Menochis, and the Mishnah says at the end, Keitzad Boidik Agizbe, Machnis Yodoy Letoichon, Olo Bo'ovok is Psulo, Ad Sheina Feno, Ve'imislio is Psulo. So his Mishnah here mentions two cases where the soiles becomes possible. If the soiles has toiloim in his lio, then it's psula, like we see in the Gemara Amud Beis, the different shiurim, how much toilas, how much mesula there has to be to passel the whole soiles. And the Mishnah tells us also that ola bo'ovok, if there's any avak inside the soiles, it's also possible. But here you have a itza that you can be menape, ache in afeno, you can go and sift the flour again to take out any ovok, and mamela the rest of the soiles is going to be kosher. Now, the reason why soiles sheis lio is psulo is mavur in the Gemara Amud Beis, that the reason is, this is just like it becomes a behema, which becomes a balmum, has a psul of balmum, so too, so the soiles sheis lio is possible like a balmum, which is later on mafurish in the Gemara, and in the Mishnah and Pezayin Amud Aleph, we learn out from a posuk of tmimim yu lochemu min chosom, so too tmimim yu lochem in iskeim. There's a din tmimim, a tam, even in a mincha, and any mincha which is islio, is a chisoin in the tmimus of the mincha, and therefore this is a psul in the soilet, because the soilet she islio, just like a balmum, and ad kedei kach, the Gemara has a shailin on the base, that if someone is makdish, the soilet she islio, he should be chayiv for makdish balmum, like also see more in the Gemara on the base. So akoponim, this is all, by the soilet she islio, this is mefurish in the Gemara. The problem is that it's a problem of like someone's makdish or balmum. But this is all by soiles sheis lio. We have to know what about the din of olah bo'ovok, which also says in the Mishnah that it becomes possible. The Kiryat Sefer in Isurim Mizbeach Perek Zayin, he says that just like we find that soiles sheis lio, the problem is that it's because of a balmum, there's a din of tmimim yulochem min chosam, so too any soiles which has in the avak, which is not good soiles, it's not kosher in the menochis, this also is enough to go and passel the whole soiles. And Mamela, this is a problem of Tmimim. This is the reason why Soiles Sheish Ba'ovok is Psulo. Even though there's Eitzah that you can go and sift the flour and take out the Ovok, but Kol Oy, the Ovok is still inside, it has a problem of a Balmum. But the Chofetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos, at the bottom in the Torah Sakotchim, Sivkot in Gimel, when he says the din of Olah Ba'ovok is possible, he explains, the reason is not because of Balmum, but the reason is because when the Kohen is going to actually do a Kmitzah, from this mincha, from the soiles, which he is bringing, from this soiles, which has in it ovok, then in the kmitza of the kohen, there's gonna be a bit of ovok also. And since ovok is not kosher in menachis, it'll come out that the koimetz is a koimetz shechosar. It's missing in the amount of soiles he has to have. He has to have a shiur koimetz, and over here, since he has a bit of ovok in his hands, memele is gonna be a koimetz chosar. And this is the reason why koimetz shalom ovok is a problem, where the Mishnah says, you have to sift the flour to take out the ovok. So even though by Islio the problem is because of a balmum, but by the ovok, says Chofetz Chaim, the problem is poshut, because the ovok is not kosher lemenochis, and this is the reason why I have to take out the ovok, because it's going to be a koimetz chosa. But Emes Rashi and Amud Beis, when the Gemara discusses the shaila of a makdish soiles, that it should be chayev for makdish balmum, Rashi explains in Ksaviyad that the case is soiles she Islio. Rashi doesn't say that it's referring to soiles she'olah ba'ovok. which will be mashma a bit that the din of Seyda she'eslio is a balmum, but the ovok, the case where it has in this ovok, which is not kosher, is not because of the balmum, but just like the Chofetz Chaim explains, that the problem is that it doesn't have a shear of Seyles, which is going to be kosher in the menoches, and it blibes the krimit shechosa. But Rashi later on in the Ksavyadin, Pizayin and Medalef, Be'emes in the Mishnah of Tmimim Yulachem v'Nizkeim, Tmimim Yulachem v'Nichosom, says Rashi over there, Mefurish, that the din of Tmimim is referring Bain to Soiles Sheislio, and so too to Soiles Sheyesh Ba'ovok, says Rashi, the problem is because of Tmimim, is Mefurish like the Kiryat Sefer, that the problem is because it has a Balmum, it is recognized like a Balmum, it could be the reason why Rashi on the Mabdeis by us, when it discusses the Aveira of Bimaktish the Soiles, Rashi only discusses the Soiles Sheislio, it could be because since the Soiles Sheyesh Ba'ovok, there's an Eitzah, there's a possibility to be Machshir, the Soiles, Alidei be Menaper, to go and be sift the flower. Memela, since he's got Efshorus to go and sift this flower, this alone is enough to say that he's not Chayev, because he's a Makdish Balmum, because he can go and rectify the problem by being sifting the flower. Memela, only Soiles Sheislio has the problem of Makdish Balmum. But Kol Oid, the flower has still in it some Ovok, which the Ovok is possible, and he hasn't yet sifted, then it's Mavur and Rashi later on, Pizayin and Medalef. The problem is that it's also like a Balmum, and this is like the Kiryat Sefer explains, this is a problem of Tmimim, even in the case of Soiles Sheyesh Ba'ovok. So Mamela, this is Machlekes, in understanding the din of Soiles Sheyesh Ba'ovok, is it like Soiles Sheyeslio, which the problem is a Balmum, or the problem is only that it's a Koymet Shechosa, like the Chofetz Chaim's Mavur in the Torah HaKodshim. Moving further on into the Gemara brings down a braiser, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Avchite Karziim Ukvarachim, Ilmone Smuchos Lirushalayim, Hoyimivien Mehen, the Machlekes Rishonim of here, Rashin Ksaviad at both Pshatim. What is the Pshat in the Gemara that from these places, and the Chite Karziim, they used to, would have brought the Chitin for the Menoches, for the Oymer, like we'll see soon, Ilmone Smuchos Lirushalayim, Hoyimivien Mehen. Rashi at the top, and the first pshat of Rashi in Ksaviad, explains that Be'emes these places were Be'emes Smuchos Yerushalayim. It was close to Yerushalayim, and Memelos would be even kosher for the Omer also. The reason why they didn't bring them is from these places is because the Chamo was Kidachas B'Yoser, there was a very strong exposure to the sun, and this ruined the quality of the Soiles. This is the reason why we didn't bring the Omer from these places. Because even though there was smuchos Yerushalayim, but it was very high up, Mamela, the exposure was very strong, and the quality of the soiles was weakened, Mamela, they didn't bring the chitim from these places. Rashi in the Ksaviyad in the second pshat learns that these places were be'emes not smuchos Yerushalayim. And this is the reason why they didn't bring them, because there's aloche, like the Gemara says earlier, in the Bishmon, Samachem et Beis, there's a reason, there's a din that the oima has to come only from a place, Koriv Yerushalayim. Memela, these places, since they weren't Korev Yerushalayim, they didn't bring any Oymer from these places. This depends on the Girs over here, if Ugeris Ilmoli with the Aleph, or Ilmoli with the Yud. It depends whether this Gemara means to say that these places were Korev Yerushalayim, or Faket, or the opposite, that these places were not Korev Yerushalayim. Toitzvot in the Ramaschil Eim Avien, he learns that Rashi and Ksaviad in the second Pshat, that these places were not Korev Yerushalayim, and therefore the chitin could not be brought for the oimer from these places, because we need to have a halacha of Koriv Yerushalayim. Says Toisus Mamelas Mavur, that this din is referring to the oimer, because by the oimer there's such a halacha that has to come from a mocking Koriv Yerushalayim. Mashen came by other menoches, we don't find such a din. Mamela, even though it says a lotion of chite karzim, which lechir is referring to the chitim, and by Oymer, we know that halacha comes from the Saririm, not from Chitin. Says Toisves, Bal Kocher, this halacha is Be'emes going on the Oymer, and not on other Menoches. And Mamela says Toisves at the end, that Chitin Karizim Be'emes is the name of the place, and it doesn't mean to say that it's Chitin and not Saririm, since this halacha is only by the Oymer. Now this is all according to Toisves' Pshat, like Rashi Ksaviad, in the second Pshat, that the din is that we have to bring from a Mokim, a Koriv Lushalayim, but according to the first Pshat of Rashi, that the din is only they couldn't bring it because the quality of the soiles wasn't the same because they had too much exposure to the sun. Mamela, this could be referring to all menoches because there's a problem with the soiles because of the chamo kidachas b'yoyse. Now, on the ikas svar of Tosfos, that Tosfos says that this halacha of Korib Yerushalayim only applies by the Omer. The reason is because the Gemara earlier in Samachayim at base tells us the reason why the Omer has to come from a Mokim at Korib Yerushalayim is because, or either because of the halacha of Carmel, which we find by the Omer has to be from Sele, which Chitim, which Arach, and Mamela with Choshesh, that if it comes from a faraway place, by the time it comes to Yerushalayim, the Chitin are not going to be Carmel, they're not going to be Rach anymore. Or, says the Gemara, a different reason, because Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs, and there's a mitzvah to go and Kitzah, the Ktzira Sa'oimah is a mitzvah, and when we come out of Yerushalayim, the Gizborim, and they're going to do the mitzvah of Ktzira Sa'oimah, they're Mechuyev to do the mitzvah, in the first field they find, and this is the place which is going to be Korib Yerushalayim, in order they shouldn't be Mavirin ala mitzvahs. So these are the two reasons why the Gemara says, by the Oimah there's a halacha of Korib Yerushalayim, and Memela says Tosfos, both of these reasons don't apply by other Menachos. First of all, the din of Carmel is only by Oimah, and there's no halacha of Carmel at all by other Menachos. So too, the halacha Eim Avin ala mitzvahs, Tosfos Svara is, that since the din of the mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah of Ktzirah Oimah, this is only by the Ktzirah Oimah, which has a mitzvah. Mashenkin, other Menachos don't have a mitzvah of Ktzirah. Memela, there's no halacha that it should be done, Eim Avin ala mitzvahs should be taken dafke from a mokim akoriv Yerushalayim. But Reb Lozer Moshe Horowitz, he suggests, and he says maybe even though by other Menachos doesn't have a mitzvah of Ktzirah Oimah, but it could be in Menachos of the Tzibu, which the Menachos, the Gizborim, have to go and buy the Mincha, to go and be Mekayim, the Mincha, for the whole Tzibu together. This does have a mitzvah, the Etzim Kinyan, and the Lekicha of the Chitin, to buy the Chitin, does have a mitzvah of the mitzvah Gufa, that the Tzibu has to bring a Mincha. This also has a halacha of Eim Avin ala mitzvahs, that the Gizborim should go and make sure they buy from the first place available to them in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs Havor of a Minchas Tzibu, which is going to be a Minchas Nesochim B'Tzibu from every Tomid, every single day. Memela, it could be this halacha can apply to all Menachos, even though, says Reb Lozer Moshe, of course, by Minchas Yochid, who doesn't have a mitzvah of the Havor of the Tzibu, won't apply the din of Eim Avin ala mitzvahs, even though he has a din of the Neder, of his mitzvah, but it wouldn't apply a halacha coming out of Yerushalayim on din on the Gizborim, that they come from the first place, that they have to make kind the mitzvah to bring dafke from a mokim akoriv Yerushalayim. So this Al-Koponim, Reb Lozer Moshe says, maybe even by other Menachos, it would apply the halacha of Eim Avin ala mitzvahs, that this should be the reason why even by other Menachos they have to bring dafke from a mokim akoriv Yerushalayim. So too the Yad David is ma'irich over here in the Sefer to be masked by this Yisoidai by Menachos could be also the halacha of Eim Avin ala mitzvahs. Moving further on in the Gemara Amud Beis, the Gemara says, V'mislio is psulo toner abonon, soiles she'islio rubo is psulo, v'chitin she'islio rubo on is psulo is. There's a shia over here in order to passel the whole saw of soiles and the whole saw of chitin. There's a shia of a roiv. Says the Gemara, boy Abimia, b'roiv chita, oi b'roiv saw. Is this roiv tali on the roiv chita, or is it tali on the roiv saw? And the Gemara says, teiku, Rashi, and the Negilion over here, the side of the Gemara, from the Kesef Mishnah, in Isurim Mizbeach, Perikvav Aloch Yud Aleph, explains the Shaila of Ibiyamiya, that the Shaila of Rav Chito or Rav Saw means that the first Tzad of Rav Chito needs to have that Rav of every single Chito over here in the Saw has to become wormy in order there should be Pasal, the Miut. Also, as the Gemara, it is enough that Rav Saw, even though the most of the Chitin, do not Rav of every single Chito is wormy. Afa became, since most of the Sa'or is, has Toloim, Memela is enough to passel even the Chitim which are Shleimos. This is the Suffolk of the Gemara, the Pashtus of Rashi by us, and the Kesef Mishnah explains in Isurim Mizbeach. But says the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam is Mavur, that the Rambam learns the Shail of the Gemara by Rav Chito, that the Rav Chito is a Tzad that we should be more Machmir, that even if you have one Chito, which Rav of it is Pasel, Rav of it is wormy, this should be enough to go and passel the whole Sa'or because of this Chitor, which is Rav of it, is Pasel. Memela says the Kesef Mishnah, Machudish de Gepshat of the Rambam, that Rav Chitor is enough, as long as one of the Chitor inside the Sa'or is wormy, it's enough to passel the whole Sa'or. A very interesting question is asked on the Shitta of the Rambam. The Chaim Oizer in Achiezer brings down the Shaila in Chilil Beis, Simin Yud Beis, if got involved. So too the Chavetz Chaim over here in Zavach Toidor, they ask, that Bishloime, in the case of the soiles, in the case where everything's ground up and it's in flour, and a bit of it becomes possible, then the Gemara says there's a shiur of a roiv. Mash inkin in a chito, The Rambam holds that even Reiv Chita, there's enough that as long as one of the Chita has Reiv, which is possible, this is enough to passel the whole Sa'ar. Ask the Achrinim, L'chaira, why don't we say that it becomes bottle b'Reiv? Since Reiv of the Chitim are still kosher, Memela, this Chita, this one Chita, how could it passel all the other Chitim in the Sa'ar? L'chaira, this Chita, which is possible, should be bottle b'Reiv. Why don't we say that the Chita is bottle b'Reiv in order to be machshir the whole Sa'ar? Says Chaim Moizer, L'chaira, this arrived from over here, like the Yisoid of the Inug Yom Tov, that in order to say Bittel B'Roiv, this is not enough to go and give the Miut, the Din of the Roiv, every Bittel B'Roiv just is enough to take away an Yisurim, which is on the Miut. That the Miut becomes bottle like in Yisurim, if you have a bit of Issa which falls into Heter, we say that the Issa becomes bottle. But if we want to give Dinim to the Issa, we want to give Dinim like the Inug Yom Tov discusses, a case of Tzitzis, that we want it to be done Lishma, then if a bit of tzitzis falls into something else, which is lishma, we cannot give the miut a din of lishma, because the miut, even with the alocha of bittel b'roiv, does never get the alocha of the roiv, in order to give him the maila of the roiv. It only takes away any problem, any shlili, any problem of any surim, but does not get any maila. Memela, says the Chaim Moizer, l'chaira, so too in our Gemara, even if we're going to be mevatel v'schita, and we'll say there's no issa, to be maktish al balmum, to be makti, this chito, but al koponim, he's still puzzled, because the soiles mesula, he has got a loch of a balmum, and therefore he's not going to be kosher for his mincha. Memela, in the case where he has a chito over here, which is puzzled, even with bittel b'roiv, you can never get a hechsher of being kosher as soiles, because the dinner of a balmum is not just a psul, it is also a chisorin that he's not kosher bichlal for the mincha, and therefore he's never going to get the kashrus of the rest of the soiles. Memela, the bittel b'roiv is not going to help him, and this is automatically is going to rule out the whole sa'ar, which has in it this chito, which is possible b'roiv, if we go like the first day of the Gemara b'roiv chito. Here's how Chaim Moizer says, why a bittel b'roiv over here doesn't apply, because we cannot be machshi, this chito, to go and be brought to Mizbeach, al yidei the klal of bittel b'roiv. But says Chaim Moizer over here, l'chir, we still have to understand, since we're discussing chitim, and later on we're going to be grinding them up and making flour, making soiles. So l'chira, when we take out the chitin and we're going to make soiles from it, l'chira, we have a klal of aleich achar roiv. Memele, even if you can't say bittel b'roiv, because bittel b'roiv does not give din hechsha to the b'chita which became posel, but al koponim aleich achar roiv, we should still say, to say that the soiles which we made from the chitin was made only from the chitin aksheiris, and the chita, which is mesula, which is wormy, stayed behind, and we didn't use this chita in the soiles, and mamela the soiles, we could say aloichach ha-roiv. Why don't we say the klal of aloichach ha-roiv in the Rambam, since roiv is still kosher? This is how Chaim Moizer asks, according to the chita of the Rambam, even the bittel b'roiv doesn't apply, but l'chaira, we should still have a halacha of aloichach ha-roiv. Moving further on into the Gemara, just before the Mishnah, one last point over here on this daf. The Gemara discusses the problem of Eitzim, which have in it Toiloim. The Gemara says, Ad Kedekach, Kol Eitz Shenin Tzu Beitelas, it's possible again in Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, that could be even the Oiva Issa, if you Makdish one of these Eitzim, then you Makdish just like you Loike Mishum Balmum. In the main problem of the Gemara, which the Gemara says, that Eitzim Sheish Beitelas, it's possible again in Mizbeach, the Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, Peir Vav at the beginning, explains, that just like in Korbonois, we have to make sure the korbanis is a tam, and it's also a mufcha, it's the best korban possible. So too, by the atzei amarocha, we have to make sure that these are mufchorin, and therefore there's a problem if I have any toilas, because they're not nice eitzim, and this is the reason why the eitzim are possible in Mizbeach. So too, at kedekach, that the Gemara says, that may be over because of maktish balmum. The kirit sefer adds on, that since it says in the posuk, ubir oleo akoyen eitzim, we need to use these atzei marocha to burn on the Mizbeach. One can say that eitzim which have in it toiloim are harder to be burned, they're already ruined, they're softer eitzim, and therefore there's a problem in their bira aleo akoyen eitzim, they don't burn as well for firewood on the Mizbeach, and this is the reason why they have a loch of a balmum, enough to be chayev, mifum makdish balmum of atzei marocha musiloim. Interesting there, we see in the Meiri and Yuma Tezayin Amad Aleph, he says the reason why kol eitz sheish b'toilas is possible for the Mizbeach is because the toilas is a dovah tomei, and we're not allowed to be makriv a dovah tomei in the Mizbeach. This Adam Iri explains why we have to make sure that the Eitz doesn't have any Teloim. Now, Luchir in our Gemara is Mavur that the Eitz which has a Telas in it is a problem of a Balmum, like the Rambam explains, that's a problem of Muvcha, or there's some din that there's a din of Biolei HaKoyen Eitzim, but according to the Meiri, the problem is only because of the Telas itself. Luchir, there shouldn't be a Loch of a Balmum of the Eitz. It seems that because of this din, the actual Eitz itself turns into Balmum, because he has this problem that he's not to be Makri V'dovah Tomin HaMizbeach, a Chiddush which comes out from the Meiri in Yuma Tezayin HaMedalef. Now, in the main shaila of the Gemara, which the Gemara says, that Yoiva, someone's Makdish, Eitz Mesula Lagabe Mizbeach, is Yoiva from Makdish Balmum, says Toysos in the Ramaschel Bori Rover, that this shaila only is according to Rebbe, who holds earlier Menachis Tavchof, that Korban Eitzim is a real Korban, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Makdish Balmum. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbonon, who hold that's not real Korban, Mamela, there's no Issa of Makdish Balmum, and the whole shaila of the Gemara is only according to Rebbe. Now explains the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Rish Pei Heis if Kotin Tesvov a very suidistig in the Kuda over here in the Gemara, that the Gemara, the din of the Gemara of Kol Eitz Sheish Bui Telas is Posel Agabe Mizbeach, is Be'emes referring to Atzei HaMarocha, the Eitzim which you use on the Marocha to burn all the Korbonos, and this is the din that the Eitzim shouldn't have any Toloim in it. And the Chayra, Ribazei, you have to understand that Tosfos says that the Shaila of your Makdish Eitzim Mesuloim, if you chayiv Mishum Makdish Balmum, depends on the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbonon. L'chayiv the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbonon is no sheiches to the Atzei HaMarocha. The Machlokes is by Korban Eitzim. If someone says Ariolai Eitzim, we got Machlokes, what is the gede of the Korban? Is it a Korban of Eitzim? And it needs to have a Kmitza, needs to have Melicha, and needs to have other Atzei HaMarocha. Or do we say that it doesn't have the din of a Korban like the Rabbonon Shitta? But Benegea the Atzei HaMarocha itself, on this is no Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbonon. And everyone agrees that the Gede of the Atzei HaMarocha are Eitzim which are Kodosh, but doesn't have any Torah as Korban. Memeila Lechira from the Hemshech HaGemara would seem that the Shail of the Gemara is referring to any Eitzim which has in it a problem of having Toiloim, which is even Atzei HaMarocha. Why is this Shaykh to Rebbe and Rabbonon? And explains the Michas Chinuch that Tosfos over here understands that the din of Kol Eitz Sheish Bo Toilas, Posul Agabi Mizbeach, is referring to Atzei HaMarocha. But Tosfos means to say that the Psul, the Shail of the Gemara Benegea, the Lav, that if you're over, if you're Makdish, the Eitzim Mesuloim, you should be over for Makdish on Balmum, on this Tosfos holds that in order to be over the Lav, it has to be a Shem Korban, and this only applies in the Korban Eitzim, according to Rebbe, and not according to the Rabbonon. But of course, the din of Kol Eitz Sheish Bo Toilas, that is possible Agami Mizbeach, this applies to all Eitzim, even Atzei HaMarocha, and this doesn't have a Toyas Korban, Lekula Alma, and Mamela, this Psul is there by everyone, even though the Issa of Makdish of Balmum, Tosfos Holz Misvora, is only on something which has a Toyas Korban, because it's learned to have the Pasuk of Loisakrivu, like Tosfos explains, Mamela, we need to have a Toyas Korban in order to be Chayiv for Makdish of Balmum. This is how the Michas Chinuch explains Shittas HaTosfos. But says the Minchas Chinuch, he brings from the Mishnah Lemelech, in Nisuri Mizbeach, Pegvov Aloch Gimel, that in the Rambam is Mavur, not like Tosfos, because the Rambam paskins like Shittas Rabbonon, that the Korban Eitzim does not have a Toyas Korban Gomu, does not need Kmitza, does not need Melicha, and Afal Pikein, even so, he brings down the Shiloh Al Gemara, and he says if someone's Makdish Eitzim, Mesuiloim, it's a Sofik, if he's going to be Chayiv because of Makdish of Balmum. So you see in the Rambam Mefurish that the Shail of the Gemara is even according to Shittas Rabbonon and not Dafka according to Rebbe. Now the Biskerov explains that it could be the Machlekes of a year between the Rambam and Tosfos depends on what exactly according to the Rabbonon do we do with these Eitzim that someone's Makdish, someone says Ariolai Eitzim, and according to the Rabbonon doesn't really have a Toyas Korban Gomu, but what do we actually do with these Eitzim? Because Rabbeinu Gershom says in Menochis later on in Kuvava Midbeis, that it is koiv like Atzei HaMarocha, the person who donates the Eitzim and says, Ariolai Eitzim, we use them for Atzei HaMarocha, you moisa them litzibu, and we use them for normal Atzei HaMarocha on the Mizbeach. Not like Rebbe who holds that the koiv bifnei atzmoi, the avaturias korban. And so too the Mishnah Melech in Shkolim, Perik Dalet Alochavov, he says, Bipshitas, that according to the Rabbonon, they need a Messiah litzibu, they brought like normal Atzei HaMarocha. Memeila, according to this, Tosfos holds, like we said from the Michas Chinuch, the Atzei HaMarocha hasn't got Toyas Korban, and Memeila, there's no Issa for Makdish HaBalmum, even though there's a problem, like we said, if it has a Toilas, But to be makdish of Balmum, it doesn't have any Teriyas Korbit. But says the Biskirov that if we look in the Reivid in the Teriyas Koyanim, in Pashas Vayikro, Diburid in Edova, Perik Ches Haloch Zayin, he says that even according to the Rabbonon, that someone who donates Eitzim, he says, Ariolai Eitzim, has not got a Teriyas Korbin Gomu, but it's still these Eitzim, or Korib Bifni Atzmom, there's a Krova of Eitzim on the Mizbeach, there's a Nedova, even according to the Rabbonon, of the Korbin of Eitzim, even though it doesn't actually have a Teriyas Korbin Gomu, but it is not Atzia Maroche, and the Moise Letzibur belongs now to the Tzibur, but it's his own private Korbin, and Be'emes, it is Korib Agabi Mizbeach Bifni Atzmoy. So too the Chazon Ish, in Simchov Gimel, Sivkotin Hey, he's Mechiach like this from the Yishalmi Yishkonim, Perik Dalet Aloch Aleph, that according to the Rabbonon, the Eitzim are Korib Bifni Atzmoy. Memela says the Rebbe Skirov, if the Rambam holds so too, also like the Ravid, that even according to the Rabbonon, there's Korib Bifni Atzmoy, but it's not Atzim Amarocha, Memela, this could be also enough that it should be Nichlal in the Klal of Lisakrivu, that it should be over if you're Makdish Eitzim the Mizbeach, even though it doesn't have a Teriyas Korban Gomu. And the only reason why Tosfos holds that according to the Rabbonon there's no Issa of Makdish or Balmum, because Tosfos holds that according to the Rabbonon is a Poshet Atzei Amarocha. Mashenkin, if you say according to the Rambam, like the Ravid Shitter, that it's Korib Bifni Atzmon on the Mizbeach, Memela, this could be it's enough to be over, even according to the Rabbonon, because Makdish Balmum, since at the end of the day, it has a Teriyas HaKrova by itself, even though it doesn't have its own Teriyas Korban, it's not a Korban Gomu. So to the Chazon Ish, in Chof Gimel Hey, and the Mikdash Tovid, the Simin Yud Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel, they also say that the Biskirov, this Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Issa of Makdish Eitzim, even according to the Rabbonon, since it's Korib Bifni Atzmoy, and Tosfos Lishitosim holds that it is not Korib Bifni Atzmoy, it's only Atzi Amarocha, and therefore Tosfos holds that according to the Rabbonon, there's no Issa of Makdish Balmum, and the whole Shail of the Gemara is only according to Rebbe. So this is a Machlikas, you say this thing a Machlikas over here, between Tosfos and the Rambam in understanding the Shail of the Gemara by Eitzim, is it according to Rebbe, or also according to Rabbonon, and it could be, it depends, what exactly we did with the Eitzim according to the Rabbonon, if it's Korib Bifni Atzmoy, or if it's got Din of Atzei Amaroch.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.